great show. I'm really enjoying myself right now. Bravo.
Which is exactly what you'll all be saying when we play America's favorite game.
I'm clapping at the transition.
That's just beautiful. Because just today beautiful. For America's favorite game, which we also didn't come up with a name for this week.
Oh, no.
Let's just call it like, oh, God. Play Fever.
Nailed it.
On the spot.
So good.
I was so excited about that. And I'm really sorry I just yelled so much. But I was so excited that I thought of that.
It's warranted. So you go with your instincts in theater.
The play that Allie is directing and producing is called Hay Fever. And we, as America's Favorite Game today, Play Fever, are going to perform a brief part of it. And so Mariah and I have never seen these words before.
Seen that. I don't even know my name in this play.
I don't even know my name ever.
We haven't decided the parts yet.
And so we are going to do a really quick scene live here and sort of get some insight into how like the directorial process works, because Allie will be directing us as actors.
Yeah.
All right. So the scene that I've chosen for you today is a piece kind of towards the beginning of the play, but we're still getting to know the family members in Hay Fever. And in this scene, we have Judith, the mother, Simon, the son, and Sorrel, the daughter. And they're just kind of interacting with each other, having a nice little family moment. So what parts would you all like?
I want to be Sorrel because that is a name I've never had, obviously.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I don't know. I feel like you might be more of a Judith, though.
You know what? You're the director.
I want you to be
Judith. Let me Judith it up real good.
And we're going to give Mariah Sorrel, because I do enjoy Sorrel. It's just a wonderful name.
We were talking earlier this week. You were correct. These people are British?
They are British.
Great.
All right. Oh, no. Oh, man. I was confident in that. I don't know anymore.
Lost
Skrull Nation.
No, I believe in you, Mariah. As a director, I believe in my casting choice.
Okay.
So I will be taking on the role of Simon.
Perfect. So are we just going to read it through? And like, if you want to like stop us and give us some further direction.
How about this? I'll give you this direction right now.
I'm ready.
I love it. Judith's moment, she has been harboring the secret forever, and she's just telling her children now before she announces it to the entire world. So I want to see that in how you play it. But we can do British, and you don't have to read the stage directions.
Okay.
All right.
I'm ready.
Whenever you're ready, Judith.
This is a scene from Hay Fever. I'm going back to the stage.
I knew it!
I'm stagnating here. I won't stagnate as long as there's breath left in my body.
Do you think it's wise? You retired so very finally last year. What excuse will you give for returning so soon?
My public, dear. Letters from my public.
Have you had any?
One or two. That's what decided me, really. I ought to have had hundreds.
We'll write some lovely ones, and you can publish them in the papers.
Of course.
You will be dignified about it all, won't you, darling?
I'm much more dignified. I'm sorry. My accent is superb. I'm much more dignified on the stage than in the country. It's my milieu. That was a little Australian. Okay. I've tried terribly to be a landed gentry without any real success. I long for excitement and glamour. Think of the thrill of a first night, all those ardent playgoers willing one to succeed, the critics all leaning forward with their glowing faces, receptive and exultant, emitting queer little inarticulate noises as some witty line tickles their fancy, the satisfied grunt of the Daily Mail, the abandoned gurgle of the Sunday Times, and the shrill enthusiasm of the Daily Express. I can distinguish them all.
Have you got a play?
I think I shall revive Love's Whirlwind.
Oh, mother!
Father will be furious.
I can't help that.
It's such a fearful play.
It's a marvelous play. You mustn't say too much against it. Sorrel, I'm willing to laugh at it a little myself, but after all, it was one of my greatest successes.
Oh, it's appalling! But I love it. It makes me laugh.
The public love it, too. And they'll... it doesn't make them laugh much. You are a fool, a blind, pitiable fool. You must think because you have bought my body that you have bought my soul. You must say that's dramatic. I've dreamed of love like this, but I've never realized. I've never knew how beautiful it could be in reality. That line always brought a tear to my eye.
The second act is the best. There's no doubt about that.
From the moment Victor comes in, it's strong, tremendously strong. B Be a victor a minute, Sorrel.
Do you mean when he comes in at the end of the act?
Yes, you know. Is this a game?
Is this a game?
Yes, and a game that must be played to the finish.
Zara, what does this mean?
So many illustrations shattered, so many dreams trodden in the dust.
I'm George now. I don't understand. You and Victor, my God.
Shh, is that little Pen crying?
She'll cry more, poor mite, when she realizes her mother is a...
End scene.
End scene. Wonderful. Oh my gosh, I might have to recast the show. Just kidding. All of my cast members, I love you all.
Like, she's not serious.
No, guys, don't worry.
She's totally joking.
I can't do it without you. Please don't leave.
Okay, so director, if you were going to give us some, like, other than saying that everyone should emulate my flawless British accent, what other, like, tips might you give us as actors?
Tips, I would say, like, typically what I like to do is we'll read through the scene once, and then afterwards we sit down and we talk about kind of the relationships in the scene. So here we have a mother and her two children. What are you guys thinking? Does mother do this often? Because Judith's been on the stage and she just recently retired. So it's kind of like, does she always say, oh, I'm going back to the stage? Or is this kind of like a one-time thing? Is this going to be so amazing? And then kind of like what we decide on that, we'll go into... Okay, how serious does this dramatic, like, need to be, this moment where she's returning to the stage?
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Because I think, like, the hardest struggle for me was what my tone should be towards Judith.
Right.
So talking about,
like,
our relationship.
The mother-daughter relationship.
Yeah,
there, yeah.
That was the struggle.
Was anyone else picturing actress Judith Light? Just me? Okay. So that was like one of the most fun America's Favorite Games
that
we've ever done.
We might have to revive
it.
Play Fever another time.
Oh my God, we should totally revive Play Fever again. Amazing.
And our lovely British accents.
So the only British accent that I feel like I really know is like a really bad, like, oh, my name is Brandon in British.
Yeah.
British words.
Like, see, my problem is when I start talking in a British accent, it's really hard for me to stop. So I have that really like upper class, but it's probably actually terrible. I like to think it's good, but it's not.
That's how I feel about most of the things I do. Now, okay.